Well, you know, there were some words in 2010 about what would happen if one site needed to be picked, and quite frankly, what would happen wasn't saying the word Bracebridge. And so South Muskoka needs to be prepared for that, what I would consider a doomsday scenario, that if the ministry ever backed both communities into a corner and there was this awful choice to be made, that we would at least be part of the conversation. So this site provides some insurance for that. But it's really about the fact that Bracebridge could use a better site than it has today, a more accessible site, because we know even under a two-care, fully serviced system that there'll be some back and forth between the communities, and that, you know, you need to have sites that are easily accessible and close to where the action is, so to speak. And so we're trying to plan for the future. There's really no other time to do this. And so it's unfortunate that some feathers got ruffled, but that's not what this was about. The message is still very clearly, we're working with one another for an outcome that's the best for one another.